Hello?
Who do you want to talk to?
Excuse me? My name is Jerry with Opinion Research, and I'm conducting an opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes.
Great. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Are you very likely, somewhat, or not too likely at all?
I didn't hear that.
How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Are you very likely, somewhat, or not too likely?
Yeah, likely.
Okay. Very likely, correct?
Likely, yeah.
Okay. What is your gender, please?
I'm a male.
Male, thank you. What is your age, please, from 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Over 65, okay. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
Oh, we vote on absentee ballot.
Okay, thank you. As you may or may not know, under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. So knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Duval Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 election for mayor?
I'm always requested.
Oh, okay. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or do you think it should change direction?
No, because all of them tell lies.
Sorry,
all mayors tell lies.
They should continue moving in the same direction then, or do it should change? Didn't get that.
I say all of them tell lies. All mayors tell lies.
Okay.
You want me to explain it to you? I can explain it to you. You're simple.
No, I don't. I understand what you're talking about. But what I'm asking is if the next mayor for Jacksonville should continue moving in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or they should change direction.
What, raise tax and don't fix no road? Huh. You got to be joking. Like I say, I don't believe now mayor they have. I don't care if the Democrats or Republicans. All of them tell lies. All of them big liars.
Okay, so do you want them to change direction for the next mayor, or
they,
just
they
continue?
They're not going to change it. They're not going to change for me. They're going to do what they want to do, tell lies.
Okay, but what would you like to see done? Would you like them to change directions or move in the same direction?
Well, they're not going to make the city better if they keep lying to people.
I mean, if you could just limit yourself to this two options, continue moving in the same direction or change directions, what would you pick?
They need to change directions.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Do you think it would be quality of schools, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all? You think it is violent crime? You think it is access to affordable quality health care, affordable housing, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, roads and traffic congestion, or street flooding and stormwater drainage?
Well, I could go with either one of those, because we need all those, either one of them, but they're not going to do it. I've been in Jacksonville 50 years. They ain't done nothing yet but talk and tell lies. I don't care if they're Democrats or whoever they are, all of them told lies.
I understand. So, but which one do you think it's the most important issue that Jacksonville is facing today? Even if you think they're not going to do anything about it?
Crime gonna be everywhere. This is Polk Town, but the street flooding—that's hilarious. The street fixing—that's a joke. So
would you say crime is the most important one?
It's more to crime than the athlete, but they need to do about three or four different things. You can't just pick one of them out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not no one hit wonder. If you bring the crime down, you still gonna have what? Raggedy streets. You're gonna have flooding. You're gonna have
Okay, so would you say crime is the most important one, and next to it would be street flooding?
Well, you're still gonna have the rest of them. That's why I say you go from one. If you go from one, you're gonna go to another.
Right. So those would be your choices then. Crime and street flooding, correct?
Crime, street flooding, and street repair.
Gotcha. Do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown?
Do I approve of it? No.
Yes,
I don't support
her.
No.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I've been there 50 years. They done raised taxes twice talking about fixing streets and all. And the streets, the manhole still falling in. And I tell them to their damn face.
Okay, gotcha. When it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light, or keep JEA as a city-owned utility?
I prefer that Florida Power is owned by somebody else. They sold out. I guess JEA gonna sell out too, so you might well privatize it.
Privatize it then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them. You don't need to look at the past, look at the future.
Okay, gotcha. Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, please. The name is Al Ferraro.
Unfavorable.
You are very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I say unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable. Is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, next would be Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Leanna Gutierrez Cumber.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Audrey Gibson.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Lenny Curry.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donna Deegan.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat. Okay. Daniel Davis.
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following eight candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Audrey Gibson, Liana Gutierrez-Cumberg, Daniel Davis, Frank Kiesler Jr., Omega Allen, Al Ferraro, Donna Deegan, or Darcy Richardson?
What party is Donna, Darcy Richardson?
Oh, doesn't specify here, unfortunately. Just gives me a name. So, I don't know. Doesn't specify here, sir.
Well, if I had to look at it that way, I'd go with a female anyway.
Okay, so that would be, which one, I'm sorry. So Darcy? Is that the one you mentioned?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, put Darcy down there.
Okay, all right. And which of the remaining choices would be your second choice from the same list?
From the same list, my second choice?
Yeah, your second choice.
Probably Donna Deegan.
Donna Deegan, okay. Give me a second, please. I'm moving to the next question. Here are short descriptions of five of these candidates. Liana Cumber is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Liana has fought to cut taxes and keep her community safe. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative and former president of the city council, who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, is a father of four who married his college sweetheart, and will fight for families in every community. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a selected powerful few insiders. Al Ferraro is a Republican city council member who opposed the JEA sale and small business owner who would concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of Confederate monuments. Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be a mayor that puts the needs of the residents first and brings together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress in transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. Based on this information, which of these following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Liana Gutierrez-Cumber, Daniel Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferraro, or Audrey Gibson?
Audrey Gibson.
Audrey, okay. Thank you. Next, please rate each of the following statements about a candidate for mayor's issue, positions or actions taken if each would cause you to definitely vote for that candidate, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against that candidate. So here's the first one. Is consistently anti-abortion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women. Would this make you definitely vote for a candidate like this? Probably vote against. Definitely or probably vote against?
Yep, vote against them.
Okay. Voted three times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
I vote against them.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. Is a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary.
Vote against him? Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Was a registered Republican, but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat.
I wouldn't trust it no for an SD.
I'm sorry? Definitely vote for or against?
Vote against them.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Definitely vote against them.
Okay. Thank you. Is supported by many of the City Hall insider consultants and backers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEA.
I vote for that.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist.
I vote against him.
Definitely? Okay. Works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA.
I vote against him, definitely.
Definitely, okay. Spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building projects in Duval County.
I definitely vote against them.
Definitely against them, okay. Thank you. Now, the survey is almost, we're almost there. I really appreciate your kindness and patience. Lastly, here are some statements describing one candidate. We're almost going to be done. So, Donna Deegan, rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here are the statements. As mayor, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville's resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all.
I say that's positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Kate, Donna is known for being open and honest with integrity and a good heart, making her the kind of mayor Jacksonville can count on.
Probably.
Somewhat positive or very positive?
Somewhat positive.
Donna Deegan will be a major bringing change for good, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing streetlights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems.
Somewhat probable.
Somewhat positive. Okay, thank you. Donna Deegan will be a different kind of mayor who will throw out the good old boy insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown business interests.
Somewhat positive.
All right. Thank you. Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career in TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville, and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption.
Somewhat positive.
All right. Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small business development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out.
So we're positive.
All right. Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville.
I'm well positive.
All right. Being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community to help thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive.
I'm well positive.
Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African American women with breast cancer.
You don't want to. I'm going to be fair with you. You don't want me to answer that question now. It's the reason why you don't want me to answer that question.
You won't answer this question? Is that what you said?
No, because my old lady had breast cancer. Nobody helped her.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you say you're neutral about this question?
I'm neutral about that.
Okay. Last one says, as mayor, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability and giving a voice to the voiceless.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, okay. Okay, so we're almost done now. After hearing this information, would you vote to elect Donna Deegan as mayor or support one of the other candidates?
I'll probably vote for.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander or
black?
African
American, black.
Is there a local radio station you regularly listen to?
99.5, 104.5.
Hold on.
101.5.
Okay, I'm sorry. 99.5, you said?
Yeah. 104.5. 101.5. And 1010 XL.
1010?
XL, yeah. That's AM station.
All right. Thank you. How often do you watch each of the following? The Weather Channel, do you watch that every day, most days, once in a while, or you never watch it?
I watch the Weather Channel every day.
Okay. HGTV or McNally Network?
I don't watch it at all.
You don't watch it. CNN?
I watch it sometimes.
Okay. Food Network.
Don't watch it at all.
Okay. Local TV News.
I watch that.
Every day?
All the
most
time.
Days? Or? Oh, all the time. MSNBC.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. Snapchat.
Not at all.
Not at all. TikTok.
Not at all.
Okay. A local news internet website.
Not at all.
Not at all. YouTube.
Not at all.
Facebook.
Not at all.
And Instagram.
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a terrific rest of your day, sir. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.